ensuring that the public has their say in crafting the future of development in the city of Buffalo.
Nate Newman is in the mayor's office of strategic planning at City Hall. The Buffalo Green Code Future Development Plan, as it's called, is unique in that residents of each area of the city had a chance to offer their input before any rezoning law takes shape. The main thrust of the plan is to take a fresh approach to guiding development in Buffalo. Any development will include the look and the feel as well as character of the neighborhood.
The mayor has adopted something called a place-based economic development strategy, which is focused on developing places where people and business want to be, meaningful places of character, and not just dictating the function of land according to its use. So looking at great public spaces, whether it's Lafayette Square, the Elmwood Village, the Broadway Market, these are places where people gravitate, and so does jobs and investment.
Now, green code, that obviously has the connotation of environmental interests. What about the environment in Buffalo, water, anything, since it is the green code we're talking about? What about environmentally? What will this plan have, to offer?
This is ultimately a zoning code, which is to regulate development throughout the city. It's not specific to the environment. It's referred to as the green code because of its sustainable practices and principles that are adopted. Good traditional urbanism, which includes compact, walkable, mixed-use neighborhoods and environments, the ability to connect people to jobs through accessibility of transit and short commutes.
The plan calls for the reinforcement of areas in the city by the integration of environmental elements, transportation, land use, and urban design. Inner city residents are curious how the city will continue to deal with blight.
Well, I would like to see all the abandoned buildings torn down, all the lots cleaned up, and maybe new construction on the east side. I haven't seen that yet.
Money Cox lives in Genesee Fillmore area of Buffalo's inner city. She wants to see the city's green code renew the neighborhood.
I would love to see low family income families gain ownership of these homes, if possible.
In its final stages, new zoning laws will be developed that will determine what gets built and where in the city of Buffalo. Brendan Mahaffey, executive director of the Mayor's Office of Strategic Planning, says input of citizens is critical to creating a new rezoning plan.
To date, we've had over 2,000 people engaged in this, or nearly 2,000 people engaged in this process, and we're re-engaging them to say, this is what you've told us over the past year. What do you think? Did we hear what you said? Are we on the right track? Are there corrections that we need to make? Are there things that we can improve upon?
Mahaffey added that areas of the city where vacant homes are an eyesore might be considered for a more earth-friendly, sustainable living style.
Or recognizing that housing isn't necessarily the answer in those areas and looking for different uses for those types of lands. So in those areas, we're talking about urban agriculture or solar farms or other activities that can be used in on the green space that is there. We're also talking about economic development as well. And this is a big part of the mayor's economic development strategy. And we're identifying things in Buffalo and branding to some degree, ideas like a knowledge corridor.
The plan also addresses stronger economic development for the city.
It's nice to adaptively reuse buildings that we have. We have such gorgeous buildings. As I was even coming down here today, driving along Washington Street, so many nice old buildings that we really remake into the next office places that we need in the city.
Jennifer Cox lives in the Linwood area of Buffalo.
I'm very excited about the angle that they've taken in terms of walkability of neighborhoods, and block by block people will have their comments, but I think the big picture is very good.
The plan also places emphasis on reclaiming brownfields across the city and development ideas for underperforming retail sites such as Central Park Plaza. But city rezoning laws will now need to be drafted to begin any of these proposed changes. Still, Mahaffey stated Buffalonians love their city. They just want a better Buffalo. Ray Marks, WBFO News.